This podcast was first broadcast on Fresh FM, the top of the South community access radio station. For more information on Fresh FM, as well as links to other great local podcasts, go on our website freshfm.net or download the accessmedia.nz app.
This is Fresh FM. I'm joined by Ash from State Cinemas on the line. That means, once again, it's time for At The Flicks, talking about what's happening down at State Cinemas in Nelson. Kia ora, Ash.
Kia ora, Matt. How's it going?
It's going good for me. Of course, it's the slightly mad time of year where everybody gets hyped up for holidays and Christmas breaks and festivities. I'm imagining your world is reeling from that sort of thing yourself.
Well, I mean, I'm very pleased to hear that other people have got plans for the holiday. That's great news.
I see what you're doing there.
Yeah. No, we are. We're gearing up for quite a busy Christmas because we've got some really huge releases actually coming out within the next 2 weeks. So that's really exciting. And we've got some wonderful stuff lined up for The Suitor as well. So whether you're into art house or blockbusters, I've worked my darndest to make sure that there's something for everybody in the lead up to the big day.
Nice work. So yeah, you're kind of like Nelson's Cinema Santa.
I love to think that. I mean, I have actually been putting together prize packs for the upcoming Spider-Man cosplay competition, so I'm certainly feeling quite Kris Kringle-esque this morning.
Nice. Yeah, so that's a big thing that's happening next week. Do you want to touch on that again now before we go too far?
Absolutely. I'd love to.
All right. So you're mentioning Spider-Man cosplay. I'm sure a lot of people are like, what?
Yeah, I mean, for those of you out there who have never heard the term cosplay before, it literally is a contraction of two words, costume and play. So cosplay, costume play. So the idea is for this upcoming Spider-Man release on the 16th of December, mark your calendars, everybody. Spider-Man, the Tom Holland iteration, has been outed. His identity has been leaked, and so he goes to Doctor Strange to basically fix that, to take that moment back in time. But what happens, as anyone who knows that messes with time, something goes really wrong, and it basically opens up this massive hole in existence, and all of the previous Spider-Man villains, I'm talking Jamie Foxx, I'm talking Willem Dafoe, Dr. Ock, they are all coming through into this new Tom Holland Spider-Man universe. So it's this massive collision of past and present. And basically, we're inviting people to come down as their favorite either version of Spider-Man or iteration of one of his villains, and to go on the draw to win some really, really cool prizes, which I've just been packing up this morning.
Nice work. So the movie, of course, sounds like there's heaps of potential for mind-bending craziness.
Absolutely. I mean, I sat down and I watched the full, both versions of the teaser and the official trailer, and there's a lot to get excited about. Anyone who's kind of followed the current iteration, Tom Holland's Spider-Man, his big crux, and similar to a lot of what happens in the comic book canon, is that Spider-Man is not a killer. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to kill. And with the presentation of these villains coming into his world, that decision is being challenged and questioned quite heavily. So it's not just a fun sort of ensemble cast. There's also some really good meaty undertones here about morality and what it actually means to be a hero.
Yeah. Okay. And so along with the movie itself, this chance for you, and I'm talking to you, Ash, but everybody else to come along as their favourite iteration of Spider-Man or a Spider-Man villain. Does that include like a big can of Raid?
I mean, yeah, points absolutely go to the most creative. I was talking to one of my co-workers about just stapling a bunch of Uncle Ben's rice packets to my shirt, and that could be my sort of low-budget Uncle Ben costume. But yeah, no, we'll absolutely accept anything that is on theme. If you can reasonably link it to a Spider-Man theme, then you're in the draw for a prize. And in fact, we've got so much to give away thanks to the guys at Card Merchant. There's actually something for every single person who attends that session.
Ooh, wow.
So even if you don't come in a full-on costume, you should, because you might win the bigger prizes.
Yeah.
But even if you don't come in full costume, there's still something for you to take home.
All right. That sounds like an absolute winner. So this is happening on Thursday. So this is Thursday week, if you're listening on this Thursday, which will be December the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Yes. So it is the, hang on, what date's it coming out? Today's the 9th.
16th,
yes.
Thursday.
Next Thursday the 16th. Okay, what time is the session?
Well, it's still under wraps because we haven't actually confirmed the schedule,
but
I can say pretty safely it'll either be a 6:30 or a 7 o'clock session, just to give people time to get home, get changed, and still make it down in time for the festivities.
Sounds like it will be an absolute ball. And, look, I've always had a soft spot for Spider-Man. I'm old enough to remember the movies that came out. It was probably the 70s.
Oh, yes. I know the ones you're thinking of.
Yeah. Big fan. I got a soft spot for two superheroes. One of them is Batman and the other one is Spider-Man.
You're a Batman fan.
I am.
You know what? I wouldn't have picked that.
I'm talking Adam West, though.
Oh, okay. We're not talking super angst.
Oh, no.
The Nolan iterations. Okay, great.
Oh, no, I'm also a little bit there, but now I've got the soft spot for the cheesy, hammy, campy. Yeah, I don't know why. No, I'm going to shut up now.
Hey, look, you should never, ever, ever excuse yourself. I mean, I listened to this fantastic TED Talk or inauguration speech a few years ago by a lovely gentleman called Dave Grohl. And he said, there is no such thing as a guilty pleasure. And you know what? I totally agree. If there's something you like, you just like it. You never should have to defend yourself.
That's right.
Go you, Adam West Batman fan.
Yeah,
go
man.
You.
Yeah, I want to go back and watch them all again, and I'll probably change my mind, to be honest.
I mean, as long as they hold up relatively well, you should be safe, right?
I don't think so. Okay, cool. So, Spider-Man, that is the 16th, December 16th, Thursday, the cosplay event. Heaps of prizes. Come along in a costume, obviously, if it's cosplay. And, have some fun.
Yeah, just have a ball. I mean, the big idea behind this all is just to get everybody together. It's been one hang of a year for everyone. And we just wanted a reason to celebrate, and Card Merchant came on board, and that was the super bonus, and Sony came on board giving us a bunch of prizes, so that was great. Basically, the stars have all aligned, so come on down and have a really fun time.
Excellent. Sounds more than fantastic. All right, so that's the big Spider-Man news, and hopefully everybody can get on board with that, even if you're a little bit dubious about Spider-Man. It sounds like a fun night anyway. Just get along
with
ball.
Absolutely, and I mean, you can't really throw a rock at the moment without landing on someone that's seen a Marvel film. So even if you've been living under said rock, you'll still have a good time.
Good stuff. All right, so what else is happening down at the state at the moment?
Well, we've finally, Wes Anderson fans out there rejoice. The French Dispatch, the long-awaited and mostly beleaguered film that has been subject to the COVID shutdowns and shift-arounds, is finally in cinemas as of today.
Okay, now this is another Bill Murray starring?
Yes, of course. Can't be a Wes Anderson film without Bill Murray showing up. So it's an ensemble cast. Anyone who's seen any of his films will recognise Frances McDormand, Benicio del Toro, Tilda Swinton, Christoph Waltz, Adrian Brody, Saoirse Ronan, Timothy Chalamet, Edward Norton, Owen Wilson, and Willem Dafoe. So it's going to be a really, really massive ensemble cast with some of his favourite actors. But this is an ultimately quite confusing story, so bear with me here. It's all about an American newspaper and its journalists, who are all based in a fictional post-war French city. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So straight out the gate, that's a little difficult to get your head around. And then within that, there's actually three main storylines. And these three sort of characters, these three story arcs, all inevitably tie into this newspaper and these journalists. But in true Wes Anderson style, the story's a little bit meandering and it tends to wander before it pulls it all back for a conclusion.
Sure.
So if you're looking for a lovely linear story, skip the French Dispatch.
Yeah.
But if you're happy for a very vibrant sort of patchwork, multicolored and multi-paced film, then I think you're in for a real treat.
Yeah,
I think that's a good way to describe his films, to be honest. They're quirky as hell. They are vivid and vibrant and odd and
And kind of meandering. I mean,
I
think my first introduction to Wes Anderson was Moonrise Kingdom, and that would have been at the New Zealand International Film Festival in 2012 in Auckland. That was the first time I'd ever seen one of his films, and I was besotted by the colours and the soundtrack and these quirky, strange adults who are children characters and children who are adults characters. It was really, really fantastic, but the more I sort of got into his filmography, I thought, oh, there's a theme here. And I think The French Dispatch is really going to be not what you've seen before. I think he's gone even further out of his way to deconstruct what makes a good story.
Wow.
Yeah.
of course. And have you seen much from overseas sort of thoughts on this? Are people generally liking it? Are they coming out going, I'm not sure what that was?
I think it's a real mixed bag. I mean, the reviews that I've read have been, I wouldn't say complimentary, but I certainly wouldn't say negative. They've said that it's meandering. And one of the reviews, I think it was The Guardian, had this fantastic phrase: watching and trying to dissect a Wes Anderson film is like pulling apart a clock. By the time you get to the end of it, you've got all these pieces and you've forgotten what a clock looks like. And I thought, that's a great way to sum that up. So
yeah.
I think, if you're looking for something vibrant and quirky, something that really showcases a very diverse range of actors' skills, The French Dispatch is going to be fantastic. And it obviously, we've been waiting for it for such a freaking long time. You might as well just come along and make the most of it before they take it away from us again.
Yeah. So has it got a reasonably friendly rating on?
Yes,
I'm imagining it wouldn't be one for the young ones too much. They might not quite
I think
get
young
it?
Ones, more than anything, might just not understand.
Yeah.
It's rated M, and I believe the warning on it is offensive language, a bit of nudity, a bit of drug use, and some sexual references.
Okay.
But again, within the context, this is a newspaper in the mid to late 40s after World War II in France.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what we know about World War II in France, mature themes are to be expected.
Sure thing. Okay, cool. So that's starting when?
So that starts this Thursday. It's one of our new releases for the week.
This Thursday, as in today, if you're
as
listening
today.
On Thursday. Cool. Brilliant. And I'm assuming it's getting a good run through the week?
Oh, yeah, very much so. We've got it playing multiple times of the day, and then it's about 4 sessions each day over the weekend as well.
Okay. Nice work. Now, prior to us talking, you also had a couple of things happening down at the Suter that you mentioned. Well, not prior to us talking on air. So what's happening down at the Suter now that the New Zealand International Film Festival's all wrapped up?
Well, we've actually got some really, really cool films coming down. So we have one more session of André Rieu's Christmas concert. So if you're a Rieu fan, there's another session for you to go. But we've had some fantastic films come through from a company called Demand Film. Now, Demand Film, they are really different to other distributors that we work with. They actually list the films on their website, and if they sell enough tickets, then they tell us, hey, by the way, you're playing this movie on this day. So that's really fun. It makes it quite a unique sort of experience with them. But we've got two fantastic films coming from Demand. The first one is called Phil Liggett, The Voice of Cycling, which had quite a fantastic write-up in Stuff either last week or the week before.
Right.
So Phil Liggett, if you haven't heard of him before, he's effectively the David Attenborough of cycling. So he's super synonymous with the sport, similar to like Richie Benaud was with cricket.
Sure, yeah.
So kind of a big deal. So for 50 years, he has been narrating and speaking to cycling events all around the globe. And this is a really intimate portrait to the man behind the mic. And he's also released a book as well. So it's a really great companion film to anyone that is a big fan of cycling. And in Nelson, we have a lot of people who are. And the extra great thing about this particular film is that Demand are actually donating $5 for every ticket sold to go to Ride Holidays charity, to Awakairangi Trust,
right,
whose primary goal is to put bicycles in schools and to teach children cycling and cycling safety.
Nice.
Yeah, so I mean, if you wanted to come and see the film, now you've got an even better excuse to come along, because your ticket directly donates to this fantastic cause.
Cool. And do you expect a large amount of day glow sort of colouring? And
I kind of do. And in fact, maybe we should have a Lycra cosplay session just for Phil Liggett, you know. Come along in your tightest gear and, I don't know, get a soda or something. But no, that one should be really, really good. And as I said, there is a fantastic write-up on Stuff, so you can check that out by just typing Phil Liggett, the voice of cycling, into Google, and it'll be one of the first results.
Cool.
Which is super exciting. And then the other one is called The Secret Marathon. Now,
right,
this one is going to be a bit of a tearjerker, a bit of a heartstring puller. It's about one of the first Afghan women to stand up for her freedom and run the marathon of Afghanistan. So this was kind of a huge deal. She started a movement for equality that spread around the world. This woman's name is Zainab. And she actually inspired a marathon runner, Martin Parnell, to imagine what his life would have been like if, you know, his gender would have prevented him from getting involved with his favorite sport. So him and a friend or partner has basically put together this film about the brave Afghan women who are risking it all for the freedom to run.
Oh my God, isn't that a strange, getting your head around that?
Hard to even comprehend that, you know, there are places in this country, in this planet, where as a woman, if you are caught to be running, running for health, running for goals, anything like that, their lives are directly put in danger. And in effect, speaking with Sue from Demand Film, she'd actually mentioned that Zainab, she has been kicked out effectively of Afghanistan, and her father has said if she comes back, he personally will kill her.
Oh my goodness.
So it's a really, really, really important film, highlighting obviously women's rights and issues around the world. And Demand Films have also pledged $5 from every ticket sale for The Secret Marathon to the movie's designated charity, Canadian Women for Women in Afghanistan.
Wow.
They are a refugee company that basically works to help displaced persons find home and refuge in Canada.
Wow.
So, again, if you were interested already, there's even more reason to come along because of this fantastic cause.
Yeah, and so Demand Films, did you say this company is who are
doing this?
Yes, indeed. Wow, good on them.
Absolutely. Sue's done a fantastic job of marketing this. Her and her team are just fantastic and so passionate about these films. So, Nelson, I'm putting a call out directly to all of you. Either come and see the Phil Liggett film about cycling, or come and see The Secret Marathon, and you know, pat yourself on the back for a job well done for contributing to these great causes.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm assuming more info about them can be found by going to statecinemas.co.nz and clicking on the Suta link.
Yes, absolutely. And we've also sent out a bunch of information in our weekly newsletter as well.
Yes, I saw that pop up in my inbox earlier on. Haven't had a chance to look at it yet, but good to know. Good to know. And you can subscribe to that, if you want the newsletter.
Yeah, totally. If you jump onto statecinemas.co.nz, we have a little drop-down menu box, and you can register for our newsletter right then and there.
Okay, cool. Now, just a couple of things I want to cover off. We are running out of time quite quickly. You'd also mentioned another Bollywood film that's about to happen. What's this?
So, excuse my horrible accent here, but it's called Chandigarh Kare Aashiqui, I think.
Okay, that sounds
good.
Right to me, yeah.
Anyway, it's about this lovely fitness enthusiast personal trainer called Manu, who owns a gym, and he competes every year to win the local bodybuilding championships. But his business is struggling because of this. So he ends up hiring a lovely lady called Manvi, who comes along to teach Zumba, otherwise known as Zumba. And soon enough, sparks are flying and they're drawn into a passionate relationship. But there's more to Manvi than meets the eye. So it's going to be really, really fun. It's very much a singing, dancing, musical, romantic Bollywood film. The two lead actors are highly acrobatic from what I can see. So this one is absolutely going to be a really, really fun time. We don't have a rating for it yet, though, so we're hoping that that will come through within the next 24 hours.
Okay, cool. So when's that showing?
So that one is going to be showing on, drumroll please, Friday at 8:40, Saturday at 6 p.m, and then again on Sunday at 4 p.m. And it's the lovely easy time of 1 hour 57 minutes instead of the usual 3 hours.
Cool. Oh, that sounds nice, and I'm sure it will be a feast for the eyes and the ears.
Oh, absolutely. And I think this one looks really, really fun. So even if you've not sort of dipped your toes into the world of Bollywood before, this will be a really good entry film for you.
Yeah.
Again, because it's not super long, but it's going to be really fun and really vibrant, and it'll give you a great feel of what sort of Bollywood has to offer.
Yeah. Oh, good stuff. All right. And the one last thing I want to mention, and last week I said I was going to go along and I ended up away over the weekend, and life's got busy, but before we talk again, Dune. I've got to see Dune. How are people's responses to the epic part one of the Dune movie?
Well, I'm really glad you asked. I popped in actually to see my old co-workers, Nathan and Jeremy from Whitcalls Nelson. Shout out to you lads. They had booked very, very early with me to get very special seats for themselves to see Dune, and they just loved it.
Yeah.
Nathan said that it was a visually dynamic, a real feast for the eyes, and he absolutely can't wait for the next iteration. So yeah, it's going to be fantastic. And in fact, just as we're talking about it, Jeremy has just texted to say, thanks for setting up the tickets last week. It was amazing. Heart dropped when I saw part one, but at least there's something else to look forward to.
Ha ha, there you go. Cool. So I will be able to share some thoughts myself next week.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, will go as well, and we can both have a yarn about our first impressions.
Sounds fantastic. I've waited for it for so long, and it's like, I can't believe it's been on for a week already and I haven't seen it yet.
Shocking. Terrible.
I know. I will remedy that. Hey, thank you, Ash, for joining us again. We'll talk to you again next Thursday with a replay on Saturday morning. Of course, podcasts available through the Apple podcasting service and through freshfm.net and the accessmedia.nz app. So if you've missed part of the show, you want to replay it, head along, get the podcast. It's called At The Flicks. Ash, thank you once again.
Oh, and, geez, man.
It's always a pleasure, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
Can't wait. Thanks.
Okay. See ya.
Bye.
Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast available by funding the Access Media Project. Other great podcasts from Fresh FM are available through the accessmedia.nz app or our website freshfm.net.